Welcome to the Marketing Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Shane Barker. In this episode, Eric Stockton, the general manager of Perfect Audience, is back with us to discuss the state of digital advertising in 2021. He will also offer us some digital advertising tips for running successful ad campaigns and mistakes you should avoid. That's so right. I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk to you a little bit about the state of digital advertising in 2021, because we're obviously sneaking up on 2021. I think everybody's pretty excited about leaving 2020 for, I think, maybe a million reasons, maybe potentially 2 million reasons. So let's talk about that a little bit. I want to talk about digital advertising and what kind of trends are you seeing, especially with you guys at being able to see all the data behind the scenes and seeing all that stuff come in. So what are you seeing in 2021?
So I think, you know, this digitalization, you know, trend is, you know, definitely not going away, right? So you've got a lot of these companies that are, you know, just growing like gangbusters on the e-commerce side of things. You see a lot of B2B budget starting to come back, which is being really encouraging to see on our side, because, you know, back in March, you know, people were sort of cutting back and sort of recalibrating a little bit. Events have gone away, right? That's not necessarily going to be fully reformed in 2021. So, you know, really us trying to help these different types of businesses and like everybody's budgeting right now, right? You know, and so really trying to help them along and understanding, you know, like, how do you move everything or move most of your marketing activities online? You know, how do you, again, how do you view things? How do you budget? How do you allocate, you know, sort of holistically, you know, and what does that look like, you know, throughout the year? So we get a lot of questions like that over the, like, at Perfect Audience. It's like, well, you know, I've got, you know, $100,000 in digital ad, you know, budget next year. How do I allocate that? Right. You know, and so we're coming alongside of them and saying, okay, well, you know, we can't tell you exactly what to do, but, you know, here are, you know, here's some basic, you know, basic things that you should be looking at based on, you know, again, sort of playing, you know, seeing things behind the scenes, like what's working, what's not working, you know, is, you know, gives us some really good insight.
Yeah, which is awesome, because it's needed. I mean, I do a lot of stuff with the SBA, Small Business Administration, and it's kind of a long story, but doing some stuff with the SBDC, and that's what I've been trying to do with businesses and trying to help them pivot, because, you know, it's like, where do you spend the money, the small amount of money that you have during COVID, and trying to pivot businesses, whether it be restaurants and everything. It's been trying times, for sure, trying times. But So what would you say to any, like, marketers that are looking to, like, in regards to digital advertising, and when these are challenging times, like, what would you, can you give them some pointers on how to succeed? Because obviously, if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I got $100,000 in ad budget, you guys are looking at the information you guys have behind the scenes and making those types of decisions, or at least helping them along, right? Not saying, hey, I'm not the Oracle, but, like, what would you, you know, if you were talking to a marketer to help them succeed in these challenging times, do you have, like, some points that you can give them?
So I think there are two things that I would sort of just highlight. One is, you got to be testing, right? If you're not testing, you are just, you know, throwing money at a problem that, you know, you're just asking, you know, for trouble to come back, right? Because, yeah, you know, you if you don't understand sort of like what your core KPIs are and what elements underneath that move those KPIs, and you're not testing each one of those little lever points, you're just not getting the most out of, you know, your campaigns and your marketing efforts. And so I think that test, right? Test lots of things, and you don't have to have huge budgets in order to do that, you know, and it's not hard to do it anymore. You know, it used to be like a very difficult thing. You know, now, you know, it's super simple and it's cheap, you know, to do it. It's actually not the tools and the stuff to be able to test, or that it's hard. It's that, you know, people have to have a mindset, you know, for themselves and for their team. They have to have a mindset that says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to experiment. We're going to test things. You know, we are going to move the needle, and you will be shocked. Like, you know how, like, there's that saying that says, you know, you sort of overestimate what you can do in a year, and you really underestimate what you can do in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I think that's the same thing here in sort of in testing, right? So, I used to do this back when, you know, I was running some of the experiments at Marketing Experiments. Is I would, you know, I would sort of like lay out this thing called a compounding effect spreadsheet. It was just a spreadsheet. And what I would do is we'd do a little micro test on like a landing page or something, right? And then we'd do a little micro test on an ad. We'd do a micro test on an email campaign. And then we would sort of like just compound those improvements, you know, of these little micro tests over the course of like a 3, 6, or 9 month period. And it was amazing how much things improved. You just have to come at it from a mindset of testing. So I think that's probably one thing. And I think my other one, I guess my two cents is probably looking at it and saying, you know, you really want to be looking at the like what are the core KPI drivers of the business, right? Like what are those things? And so if we're talking about if we're sort of looking at it through an advertising lens, mm-hmm. If we're looking at things like, you know, click-through rates and, you know, CPMs and, you know, just sort of go down the line versions, whatever. One of the things that I think we miss as marketers is we miss the fact that, you know, we're sort of like, again, going back to like trying to like hone in on the wrong KPIs or having more numbers is somehow better, you know, and it's like it's really just vanity metrics. At the end of the day, yes, you have to look at it as a funnel, right? You have to, or not necessarily a funnel, but you have to look at it holistically. But you want to be able to say, what are the 1, 2, or 3 things that are really driving the business forward in terms of new leads, new conversions, new number of sales, you know, and what are the things that lead up to that? And so you sort of like, you know, kind of can do like a bottoms up kind of like approach, you know, when you're building out your, you know, your plan, you can be looking at those key metrics. Honestly, I think we have so many KPIs that, you know, we don't know which way is up sometimes, right? We want to be able to focus on the things that are super like, 80-20 rule, right? I'm a huge fan of like the Pareto rule where, you know, you cut out a lot of the stuff and you really, really focus on the 20% that's moving the needle, and you'll be just shocked at how much that focus, you know, is really what drives the business forward.
Great insights, Eric. Since we've been talking about succeeding with digital advertising, I want to take a moment here to talk to our listeners. If you're looking to create digital marketing campaigns that deliver a great return on your investment, you can count on my team to help you out. You can hire us for content marketing, social media marketing, SEO, and other services. To get more details, check out ShaneBarker.com. Now back to the conversation with Eric and his thoughts on digital advertising.
And what are some of the major mistakes that you've seen in 2020 that marketers are making? I mean, I know I have my list, and 2020 has been just kind of because of COVID, and it's just been kind of an odd year, political year and everything else to play into that. But what are some of the major mistakes you've seen that marketers have been making in 2020 that you, like, every time you see, you want to kind of poke your eye out, or you want to go drink another beer, or, you know?
Yeah. I'll leave my advertising hat on for a second, and I'll just say, you know, like one of the things that, you know, you sort of look at is, you know, people are sort of underutilizing retargeting, you know, and this is not supposed to be, I'm not trying to be self-promoting or anything like that. I'm just saying that you really do. It's actually shocking to me. How when I started doing this role with Perfect Audience, retargeting is sort of like the thing you do, right? I mean, that was always my thing. It's like, it's always the thing you do because it's like the lowest hanging fruit, you know, and sort of the highest ROI kind of activity, you know, that you can do. And I would, you know, if I'm doing any kind of inbound, any kind of, you know, lead gen, demand gen funnels, you know, I kind of start there, right? I mean, if I've got a little bit of traffic, you know, that's where I'm starting, because it's going to make every other piece of my advertising sort of more effective, right? I'm going to be able to layer on additional ROI, because, you know, where else are you going to get like sort of your perfect prospects and your perfect customers that have already seen your brand and they've already come to you, right? They've already, you know, they've already experienced your messaging and they've seen your value proposition, or they've seen the product that they might've liked, right? You know, and, you know, all you're doing is sort of getting back in front of them and getting a second or a third shot at them. Where else are you going to get that kind of ROI on your, you know, on your spend? I think not doing those things, I guess I sort of just argued the other side of it, didn't I? Sorry. You know, it's really, you know, it's like people aren't doing that, you know, as much as you would think. I did this webinar a while back that it was something to the effect of like, why clicking the remarketing checkbox in Google Ads is not enough.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's not, because, you know, retargeting is a real, like a real way to be able to drive revenue, you know, for your business. And, you know, if people are just sort of like passively, you know, sort of just like, oh, well, I'm doing retargeting. Well, you know, and you dive into it. No, you're not. You know, what you're doing is, you know, you're letting an algorithm just sort of, you know, that maybe doesn't necessarily have your best interests at heart. Right.
Yeah. Shocker. Go
and do that. Right. So, you know, in this case, you know, you can do a lot better. And then, you know, I mean, just, you know, there are knuckleheaded things that people kind of do, you know, and I'm putting myself in this bucket, by the way. I'm not, you know, nobody in particular. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll look at my own campaigns and I'll just scratch my head and, you know, like, for example, you know, like there was a campaign we were running, I don't know, like 9 months ago or something. And, you know, in that campaign, we were targeting, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, sort of like we were retargeting an entire group of users, but we weren't excluding, you know, anything that wasn't working. In other words, we weren't just pairing that stuff out. We weren't backing those guys out. You know, we weren't using a burn pixel. You know, it was just, you know, kind of silly stuff where we were, you know, we were just throwing money against a wall. And I like, we blew through a couple thousand dollars before I realized it. And it was silly. Just sort of, again, kind of going, like, everything should drive back to a KPI, you know, and I'm sort of pointing out my own failure there. But, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that I failed to do was sort of say, okay, by the channel, like, here's what's performing, here's what's not performing. And giving me like sort of a canary in the coal mine leading indicator that something was wrong, right? I wasn't paying attention because I wasn't, you know, looking at that particular case.
So it's funny when you talk about, when you were kind of talking about, oh, these are some things in your own campaign that you could have improved. I was thinking this whole time that, like, the remarketing that we do, because I mean, I get a good amount of traffic to my website for what it is, and we get hundreds of thousands of people a month. And I'm looking at this thing going, we aren't doing retargeting like the way we need to do it. Like, you were talking, and I was daydreaming on how we're just not doing what we need to do. Like, which is really sad. Like, we both smile and I laugh at it, but I'm like, God, we are just not. And I knew that obviously when we did the review of Perfect Audience, I'm looking at stuff and saying, hey, we're really missing an opportunity here. And when, yeah, you were saying that, you're like, I'm kind of giving myself a hard time about some things. And in my head, I was thinking, God, I really need to tighten this thing up, man. This is like, I've got these people that are coming and we're doing, I put my air quotes in the air, we are doing retargeting. But if you looked at it, you'd go, oh, Shane, that's cute. That's not retargeting. That's just you're missing the targeting at the end. Right. You gotta take advantage of that. So yeah. Anyways, that kind of makes me think I'm going to have to go read the review again. I might be reaching out to you.
Thanks, Eric. I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot about digital advertising from today's conversation. Let's give them some time to absorb it all. For now, it's a wrap. I also wanted to discuss retargeting with you, but we'll keep that for the next episode. Eric will be back on the Marketing Growth Podcast soon. Stay tuned.